welcome to another episode of the Emergency Docs. I'm Dr. R. Please keep in mind that the content of this episode does not constitute medical advice, but is purely for the purpose of education. Today, we're talking to Dr. Wajiha Musharraf, an emergency medicine physician working in India. Knowing how difficult things have been with the pandemic in India, I'm especially grateful that you've taken the time to speak with me. Welcome, Dr. Musharraf.
Thank you so much, Dr. Alaina Rajagopal, for inviting me to the Emergency Docs podcast. I am really excited to share my experiences, and I hope that helps.
Tell me about how you got into medicine.
We all hear this thing, right? You don't choose emergency medicine. Emergency medicine chooses you. It holds in right in my case. I initially wanted to be a dentist, got a better score by chance, landed up into medicine, thought of becoming a paraclinic doctor like that of a microbiologist or pathologist, but during my internship, my interest into the acute aspect of every specialty pulled me towards emergency medicine, and there has not been any looking back after that.
Tell me about your hospital. How many beds? What sort of imaging or lab capabilities do you have?
During the pandemic, I switched my jobs from my residency to the next level. So my parent institute was a tertiary center with CTs, MRIs, specialty backups, ICUs, ultrasound, everything was handy. Cut 2 was the center I am working in right now, just to try myself. So it's a COVID center with about 50 beds, 4 being of critical patients. So I'm supposed to be observing or monitoring everybody. So the facilities here are pretty basic, like that of bedside x-ray and the labs that you need in a COVID patient. About the CTs and the other extensive investigation, there's a tertiary center that's about 500 meters away from here. So we pretty much manage from there. And, you know, it's only after basic stabilization that we shift to patient. So that has not been a hassle as such.
Okay, so let's talk about COVID. You've been hit especially hard over the last couple of months. How has your area been affected?
India was badly affected. Even now, there are multiple states that have rising number of COVID cases. The numbers obviously are underrated. We have lost more young patients this time. The entire medical fraternity felt overburdened. Even the non-medical people or the supporting staff, like that of admin, paramedics, volunteer groups have suffered burnout. They are not used to seeing so many deaths. So nobody is used to see so many deaths. So that has been overwhelming for them. And if you talk to the psychotherapists who have been dealing with the grief counseling of families like that, or health professionals, they say the number has just multiplied during past couple of months.
How have your patients been affected?
What was frustrating was due to the lack of ICU facilities, patients would get stuck in the ER for about 2 to 3 days. So yeah, seeing them deteriorate so fast and seeing the broad death cases who were under the age of 40 years is not something we are used to seeing. So that was disheartening. There were times that we would be declaring one member of the family dead and admitting the other to the ICU. So you can imagine the kind of pressure somebody breaking this is kind of news to a family member of that family can be.
How have you been affected personally?
As emergency physicians, we are taught to stabilize the patient irrespective of his financial status. We have so many unknown trauma patients that we finish primary surveys, CTs, till stabilization. This time, the challenge was accommodation, not the finances. We have to take this military way of handling things that we are taught in the trauma life support and using resources very, very wisely. So this approach seems cool if you're doing it for a day or two, but as a frontliner, if you're doing it for months together, it will drain you out. So it did take a toll on many health and yeah.
What is one thing you wish everyone knew or did over the last few months?
The thing that can be changed or that can be done differently. I cannot talk for people all across the world, but for my country, I think acceptance has been an issue for a couple of centuries here. I wish people here knew Corona can fly down to India from China. India, I wish knew that they could be carriers of this deadly disease to their family. I wish they knew that they are not being made hostages but being protected. I wish they saved or invested in insurance. I wish they knew God protects those who protect themselves. And I wish they knew that social distancing was like gymming. You have to be doing it to stay safe. Once you stop, you're back to square one. Your misery begins again.
Do you have any advice for our listeners?
That's the amazing advice that I swear by. So if you don't find a way to earn money while you sleep, you will work until you die. That's number one. The number two goes like, have courage to speak what you need to in the moment. People aren't mind readers, so you get it or you realize that the source is not capable of giving it to you. People can disagree with you without fear of retaliation.
Can you tell me more about EM Code?
Talking about my channel, the EM Code, it is on YouTube. So the idea is to gather people from emergency departments across the world of various cadres, because as emergency medicine department, we work as a team. You could be a head of the department, you could be a nurse, you could be a paramedic, a consultant, a resident, anybody who's working in to save life in the emergency department, and you could share your experiences, help people of your tribe relate to you, and help young budding doctors, nurses, paramedics look at you and create their own path. So far we have had people from the US, the UK, Dubai, that's UAE, Malaysia, Philippines come and talk. So it was amazing.
Can you tell me about a memorable patient case during the pandemic?
The most memorable experience I have had during the pandemic was a childbirth that happened. Like, we were declaring deaths, putting people on ventilators left and right, and this lady presents with labor pain with no antenatal checkup. She immediately delivers in a couple of minutes that we took her on bed, and then we stabilize her, pull the baby out, do the neonatal resuscitation. That cry kind of was the lighthouse of the day. It was amazing experience.
I think that it really highlights kind of how physicians have kept going during the pandemic. It's stories like that that really renew us and remind us why we do this job in the first place. Thank you so much for joining us today.
I'd like to thank Dr. Alaina for inviting me to the Emergency Docs podcast. It was amazing sharing experience with you after having come and sharing your knowledge on EM Code. It was really kind of you to invite me here. Thank you so much.
Thank you again for sharing your story. That's it for this episode. If you like what you hear, please give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, leave us a comment, or subscribe. We'd love to hear from you, so please connect with us on our website at theemergencydocs.com or Instagram at theemergencydocs. Until next time. We'll be right back.